Welcome. You are having a good week this week? I pray you are
Yeah.
having a good week because I am not
Yeah.
to boast on you guys, but every day that we wake up, we should be thankful and be grateful. So today we are in our second week or our second class of prophetic deliverance training. Tonight, we're going to pray. And before we go into prayer, I'll just say, welcome, everyone. Welcome on the line tonight. And God bless you. And I pray tonight that what you receive out of this meeting tonight, that you'll use it every single day. Praise God. I pray that what we had last week, that you were able to use it. I had send out an email or a text message asking everyone to respond and give some feedback into what they were or what they received last week in the training. As I said, these are supposed to be some powerful days and some powerful times and powerful teachings for what we are going to need to be able to go for and to do exploit in the kingdom of God. So let's pray before we go into our meeting tonight or into our teaching class tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I just want to thank you and I just want to give you praise. I want to give you worship, Lord God Almighty, because you are worthy to be praised. In you I move and I have my being. Certainly, there is no God beside you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Today we come, Lord Jesus, and we stand before you this day. And we pray, Almighty God, that in the name of Jesus, that the holy angels of God, your holy angel, will come and encamp around about us tonight. Father God, I pray that whatever we receive from you tonight, it will come directly from the throne room and it will go into our spirit man. Father, we thank you this day. We thank you this day for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, we know nothing. Only you can reveal. So as the revealer tonight, we are asking by her spirit to reveal your deepest secrets to us tonight, Lord God. Give us revelation knowledge. Give us understanding that we may be able to understand what you're saying to us. Father, I pray that you remove every single stumbling block out of our way tonight, out of my way tonight. Let me be able to be used by you. Father, I hide myself behind the cross tonight so that you can come forth and be glorified through me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I stand in an awe tonight in your presence. I bow before you and I say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the fire come now and touch my lips that I may be able to minister under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, move now, I pray. I move myself behind, Lord God Almighty, and let you come forth, that you alone will be glorified, that men cannot take credit for what you're doing. So I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit of the living God. I welcome you tonight in the name that is above every single name, every single name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, I pray that you bring your pencils, your pen, your paper, and your Bible. Drink some water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm drinking something that's bitter. Oh, but it's good for me. So I'm drinking it. Well, last week, let me look over some things that we did last week, what we talked about last week. Last week, we talked about prophetic deliverance, We talk about what a prophet is, or who a prophet is, and who is a prophetess. And I give out some scriptures, and I give out meanings, and let you know how we were going to move in these classes. Talk about the prophetic gift, and we talk about showing mercy. Talk about, I have it here. Let me see something. Let me go. Prophetic means to accurately describe or predicting what will happen in the future. So we did go over all those things. And if you do not understand, if I'm saying something and you're not understanding, you could give me a text, you could call me, but not tonight. I'm just giving out information. The information that I give out, it is totally up to the individual to go and check the information for themselves. Because you know what? You are going to be able to minister in your own way. The way I minister may not be the same way that you're a minister, that you want to minister. So when I give the word out, and if it's not making any sense to you, you go to the Father and you said, what she's saying is not making any sense. And let the Father reveal information to you. Because we're only mere human being. I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. Well, my body may want to act up sometimes. My spirit man is hearing from the Lord, but my body may not want to coincide with my spirit. So you have to try the spirit and see if it is of God. And we also talk about Amos 3. Amos 3:7 said the Father God will not do anything unless he reveal it to the prophet. We also talk about minor prophets, major prophets, and later prophets. And we give out different names. So if you did not take any information on this last week, I urge you to go over and look it over, or to listen to it. You could either look it over, whatever you have in your notes, or you could listen to it on the website, theholytabernacle.com. And it should be, I think it's under prophetic deliverance. It should be under the last one on the bottom. Look it over. These classes are just for informational only, giving out information, what I know, what I've been trained, what I've been taught by the Holy Spirit, some things I read out of book. When I go also with my dad, he's, you know, my daddy gone now. I go with him, Morris Torella, World Evangelist. When I go, as you know, I work with them. I have different ministries that I work with. The Father is moving me over into a different realm. As you know, I'm down here in Florida, but I'm still mentoring people, mentoring different ministries, mentoring different people. So that's where it's at right now. Okay. All right. So go and listen to it on the holytabernacle.com. Go down to the section that says audio and listen. When I give out these information, or when I give instruction, I just don't give out instruction because I want to give out instruction. Because most of the things that I'm doing, honestly, I don't want to do it because I have other things to do. But I have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's where it's so important when the Spirit of God is ministering to you on a one-on-one basis. And you know what? Last week, what did the Spirit say to us last week? Very important about the bloodline. Draw the blood. Draw the bloodline over the enemy. Draw the bloodline over your family. Draw the bloodline over your job. Draw the bloodline over your car, over your house. Hey, well, listen to the tape. I'm going to pass over that. All right? So that was that. That was the prophetic part of it. And give out information. Who's a prophet? What's a prophet? Go and listen to the tape. Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go into the message. We're going to go into our teaching. And honey, if you would please put this on audio and also tape. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So now we're going to talk about the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. Do we have authority? I remember way back in 2000, and I have some notes here. 2007, a long time ago. 2007, and now this is 2022. If my math is correct, it would be 15 years. Yeah. I did a teaching under the believer's authority. And it says that the authority of the believer is more than we already know in the book of Ephesians. That's what I have in my notes. And I had, because I was dealing with people previously, I was talking to them about the believer before and what it's all about in the Bible. So now I'm going to skip that part. We prayed already. So we're going to come and we're going to talk about, in the book of Ephesians, there are some powerful scriptures. And I was encouraging the previous student that I have to go in and to read chapter 3 over and over again and to insert your name into a particular part of it where he says, I or you, you would insert your name in there to see who you are, where your authority lies, and how you need to execute when you're going to go out there to do war with the enemy. Okay? Okay, all right. That's number one. Number two. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Father God created us into his own image and likeness. Into his own image and likeness. The Father of authority. When you read Genesis 1, is you were sitting there, and I believe when I read it, he said, the earth was void. He looked it over, and I believe he was there with the Father and the Holy Spirit, all three of them. They're communicating, they're communing together. And he said, and the word of God said, in the beginning, God created the heavens on the earth. What did he do? He created the heavens on the earth. God created the heavens on the earth, and the earth. And the heaven and the earth was without void. That means it was in chaos. Okay, it was without void. It had no form, nothing, no life, nothing. And what he said. Number one, he speak out of his mouth with authority. They said, let there be light. That's authority right there. Let there be light. Effective immediately, there comes light. Next thing, he was able to separate the night from day. Wow, that becomes the morning and the evening. And if you read all the way down, we're going to go over to our scripture I want to talk about. Then he said, you know what? I did all this. I created all this. Now I am going to place man in authority. We're going to create somebody into our own image and likeness. Oh, wow. So if he's going to create somebody in his image and likeness, what is God's image and what is his likeness? So that's when I started studying. So I put the ones that I had aside, and because I'm dealing with this in the prophetic, and because we want to move over to get action, I had to put what I had aside from 2007, and we have to come over into the 2022, into the prophetic part of what we want to talk about, and how we're going to take the enemy down. Because you know what? Even though Jesus took him down, he gave us the keys to the kingdom. He gave us authority over the enemy. But you got to know your rights. And if you don't know your rights, you better know it quick, because the enemy is raising all kind of havoc. Okay, so what is your rights? What is your rights? Who are you? Who are you? I think we talked about it last week too. Just a little bit of part of it, just a little touch of it. He said, we are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a body. Hey. I'm not making it up. Not in my scriptures. Who is Jesus? Who does the Bible say Jesus is? He said he is a spirit. I think it's in John. He said he's a spirit. He have a soul. I am a spirit. Jesus is a spirit. He have a soul. And we live in a... Where is my scripture that I wrote down? I think it was in John. What did I do with it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, 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 glory. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you worship. John 4, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John 4:24. So God is a spirit. Jesus is a spirit. Okay, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if he created us in Genesis in his own image and likeness, that simply means we are a spirit. Because we are in his own image. We are in his image and we are in his likeness. We are in his image. If I'm in the image of somebody, that means I'm looking like them. So we're looking like Jesus. And who is Jesus? Who is the Father God? The Father God is Jesus manifested himself in the flesh on earth. So we know that. If you read John 1, it tells you in the beginning was the Word, and the Word, and the Word was with God. So read John for yourself. Don't take it from me. Go read John 1 for yourself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word becomes flesh. And what the Word did? It comes and it dwells among men. I'm paraphrasing. So you got to go in and you got to read John 1 for yourself. Get acquainted with the Word of God. Don't listen to me about it. Write it down, go and verify it, then you can dissect it, and then you can say, well, yeah, what you're saying is making sense. If I'm not making any sense, scratch it and put it aside. But let's go back to John 4:24. You are a spirit, I'm a spirit. John 4:24, Jesus said God is a spirit. Okay, all right, fine, praise the Lord. What does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5:23? Mako, myre, sendokola. And don't worry about me speaking in the spirit because I am building up mase shikitala tolo. You got to build yourself up. You got to build yourself up. Don't worry about what somebody's saying about you. You got to build yourself. You got to build up yourself. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace. God is a God of peace. I got to try to find peace every day because sometimes I don't want to be peaceful. So the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit. There you go. I'm a spirit, my whole spirit. So I'm communicating with God himself because he is a spirit based on John 4, hallelujah, 24. It coincides with this. I'm going to put this in my Bible. I'm going to put it right here, John 4. That way I don't lose it. John 4, 24. Jesus, God, the Holy Ghost connect to one. They're a spirit. God is a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. Oh, glory, 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 glory. What I want from you tonight, what should you want from me tonight? That we are ministering by the Spirit. We're ministering by the Spirit. That the Holy Spirit himself is supposed to come in and minister to us. Minister to us. Minister to us. So all we say tonight is welcome, Holy Spirit of the living God. Welcome to come in and to change me from the inside out. I could put my hand on my head and I could say, Holy Spirit of the living God, I welcome you to stay. I welcome you to come in and to change me. I can't do anything without you. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. Who's a spirit? I am. I look up the word, the definition of a spirit. And they say a spirit does not have a physical body. That means my heart of flesh is not my spirit man. That means I still have to deal with my flesh. And I have to recreate my mind, which is my soul realm, through my spirit. That means my spirit man, it's himself. I have to listen to my spirit to be able to change my mind and to be able to control my flesh. It's got to make some sense. If I want to be able to do exploit like what Jesus is doing or what he did, and he left us, leaving us in charge over his hand, I can't do it in the flesh. I can't. I'm going to have to now rely on my spirit. I'm going to have to now rely on my spirit. How am I going to rely on my spirit? I'm going to have to get the word of God to recreate my spirit, man. My spirit, I was born out of my mother's womb. And all these years, I was listening to my flesh and do what the flesh want me to do. But now I am going to have to start listening to my spirit man. So therefore, I am going to have to take the word of God out, which is life, and let it change me from the inside out to be able to recreate my mind to control my flesh. My spirit have a character. My spirit have feelings. If I die right now, I'm talking about me. My flesh is going to go somewhere else. It's going to go back to the earth or wherever they do it. If can I choose or treat your Sonia and choose to burn me, fine. Because it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't really care for. My spirit man is what intact. And that is what I need to nurture. And how am I going to nurture my spirit? It's going to all boil down to knowing the word of God. Wow. My mental mind, it's not good for my flesh. My spirit have to be able to be in tune with God to control my flesh. I am a three-part being. You are a three-part being. Fire of the living God. I just can't even put my hand up. Because I put my hand up, the Spirit of God want to come down. So I better put my hand down. And then you can feel all the anointing. If you ever see my hand feel like fire. Some of you might be feeling fire right now on the line. Spirit of the living God. You gave us authority. Genesis 1. 26. Woo, woo, woo. We're talking about the authority of the believer. Genesis 1:26, what we had was to kind of give some guidelines about how powerful we are. We are powerful, powerful human being. Genesis 1:26, and after God created all the beings and created everything, and God said, let us, you have to be talking to somebody. That means Jesus was there with him. The Holy Spirit was there also. All three of them was there. Just like you and I, three-part being. He was communicating. But Jesus, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the flesh of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God. We are created in the image, man. We have power. We are powerful. Verse 27. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So when I look at it right now, he gave authority to male and female. And he blessed them. And God said unto them, who? Male and female. Not Adam and Steve. And Eve and Elizabeth are a woman to woman and two men. He blessed them. Who did he bless? The woman and the man. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't curse them. He told them to be fruitful. If somebody tell you to be fruitful, if you plant trees out in your backyard, or if you go and or anywhere you go and you see tree planted to be fruitful, and you go over there and you, I mean, a whole 24 years, you didn't bear nothing. Something that tree is barren. Something is wrong. So you might have to go adopt another tree, or you might have to go do something. You might have to go somewhere, you might have to go to the market, whatever. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm just saying, just speaking out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Just giving some, you know, examples. Be fruitful and multiply. So in your fruits, it is supposed to multiply. Your fruits are supposed to be multiplied. Look, I remember when I was going to school. 2 1's 2. 2 into 2 goes 1 times. 2 2's 4, multiplication. 2 into 4 goes 2 times. That's multiplication. 2 times 2. 2 times 3. 2 times 4. We are multiplying. We are not subtracting. If you're subtracting, you're taking away. Multiplication can be another form of addition. You're adding something to something. You're not taking away anything from what you have. That means if I have 10, and if I multiply it by 1, I still have 10. But if I multiply it by 2, I'm going to have 20. If I add 10 to it, I'm going to have 20. If I had 5, I'm going to have 15. If I add 1, I'm going to have 11. It's an addition in another form of multiplication. Not subtracting. That's what he said. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I mean, when I go out there to replenish it, I'm going to always add. If it needs water, I'm going to add water. If it needs dirt, I'm going to give it dirt. Whatever it needs to let it survive, I'm going to replenish it. And then I'm going to subdue it. That means I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take, because I need to eat. Because I planted it. It's mine. He gave this to me. And what do you give to me? It's mine. Put it in my yard. It's mine. I go buy it. It's mine. It belongs to me. So in other words, he gave this to me in Genesis 1. He told me it's mine and I'm going to take it. Authority. I have authority. Gave me dominion over the fish of the sea. I know I told you a long time ago, one time, that Sister Mighty is with Jesus now, are in the heaven. And we went over to, there's a fish market in Windsor, over there in Windsor. And we went over there to have a dinner or early lunch, I think it was. And I was studying this scripture way back in the 80s or 90s, early 90s. And I saw this scripture here and I'm like, wow. And while we were sitting eating, I was talking to her about this scripture. And dear, I looked to my left and there was a tank with a fish. And the fish come out like it comes from under a big old rock. They have the they have a fish stamp with it in there, right under the front. And I look over to the fish and I said, it was under the rock, hiding under the rock. And I said, come out, come out. And my Lord God, that fish come out. And I stood there looking at it. That's have authority. Even the fish listening to your voice, because your spirit is speaking out. And I gave it a command. I said, come out. And the fish come out. And I was over there talking to it right over there. I will never forget it. And the fish, it's like a seal under a little rock in the store over there. I'm going to go over there when I go back to Connecticut to see if they still have that. I know they still have that fish market over there. Like it's in East Windsor. Oh, where it is? Exit. Like you're going over to Enfield. Yeah. And the fish come out and I'm like, wow. And me and Sister Matt is in awe. And I'm like, wow. And the fish come out and I'm like talking to it. And it's over there, open its mouth like you want to talk. And it's amazing. The human voice, your spirit. Oh my God, your spirit can control the atmosphere. Your spirit can control any little thing that you put it to control. Your spirit, you are a spirit. You have authority. Father God, give you authority. And I said to the fish, and I'm talking, and it's like, and I'm like, oh my God. And then when we want to go eat, I said to the fish, you got to go back down now. Lord God Almighty, the fish just willed himself right back under the rock. Don't you know our whole evening experience was messed up? I remember another time when I had just gotten saved in the 80s. And I read Mark 16. Going to all the world and preach the gospel. And what a part of it, I'm not going to go over there, but one part of it say, if you touch any deadly thing, oh God Almighty, you don't know nothing about it. Oh, I went with my mom. She's not really my mom, but I call her mommy. They go to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And we were up in Catskill, up in New York. And we sit in the grass, and in that grass was those bushes that can, I forgot the name of it. When you sit in it, it can give you all kind of bumps and all kind of stuff. Don't you know a lot of people sit in that grass and their whole body, their whole entire body was in, we call it crotch or all kind of stuff in Jamaica, scratch. And here I am, I don't know no better. I took the scripture and I'm like, look, the Bible said this and the Bible said that. I'm gonna sit over there. Don't you know I went over there and I sit down and got up and not even a touch. The words of your mouth, they are spirit, John 6:63, and did create life. Joyce Myers would say, there is life in the word of God. I proved that for myself. You need to go prove something for your own self. I proved that for myself. Right now, I was on Facebook today, and one of my daughter, or one of my spiritual daughter, St. Francis Hospital. These are things that are documented. St. Francis Hospital, give her over to be dead. Dead. D-E-A, I don't know where the D gone, but she was supposed to be dead. And my niece called me over and said, Auntie Joyce, I want you, you know, and Joyce, Jamaican people have pet name. Auntie Joyce, I want you to come over here. And my friend, the St. Francis, gave her over to die. She got a heart problem. And I want you to come and pray. So I said, okay. So we pick up some collections for her. We had a raffle because she needs something for, she needs money for her heart. She got a heart problem. So we did a raffle for her. And the night I went to Homestead Avenue, my niece had a store over Homestead Avenue. And when we looked, the girl could not even stand up. Could not even stand up. She is dying. She is laying across the bed in my niece's shop because she was a hairdresser. She is a hairdresser, really. And I'm like, Lord God Almighty. And there was a lady over there with me named Sister Jump. Go to the church in Hartford. And I met her through my mom. And Sister Jump was there with me, and we stood there. And that girl come up. And we prayed for her. Yeah. And we called that life into her. Yeah. The woman that was dying, God raised her up. And I was able to marry her. And even the day when she was going to get married, the enemy tried to come in and take her out. But God. And today she was on Facebook. Well, and she was out there with a, what you call it? She was out there, the thing that they throw, I forgot what you call it, that you take the ball and you throw it. They play some kind of ball. Can you believe that? So I had to make my little comment and says, a miracle right there in the making, a miracle. Don't you dare underestimate the power of your tongue. The word of God declare, death in life is in the power of the tongue. I have given that scripture out so many times. I'm not even going to tell you where it's at. You go find it. You go Google it. Thank God for Google. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Your authority comes from your spirit. It comes out of your spirit. So how are you going to know about your authority if you don't build up yourself in the spirit? I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about knowing the word of God and let it shape your inside, that when you speak, things shake. When you speak, the fire of God come and touch. When you speak, mountains move. The enemy knows this, and that's why he tried to keep us back. But once you know your authority in Jesus Christ, he cannot, he is not, and he will not be able to outstand, to withstand, to stand, to do anything. He cannot do anything to you. Once you know that you know. My daddy always say that. You know, daddy, where are you? I love my daddy. You know that you know. And once you know that, once you put your knower on, knowing what you know by the word of God, the enemy has no power. You have to know your rights. If you don't know your rights, people laugh after you. And you know what? Let me tell you something. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Father God said he will raise up a standard. Oh, yeah. That's another scripture that you can hold on to. Go find it. Right now, find it. I'm not looking up for you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God declare, He himself, our Father God, will raise a standard for you. Let's go back into authority. The earth will give up everything when you speak. I hear that in my spirit right now. The earth will open up when you speak with authority. It is subject to your voice. It will tremble under your tongue when you open it up. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. My tongue got fire. Fire is in my mouth. Fire is on my tongue. The enemy has no power and no authority over me. I'm in charge of the situation. Jesus declared, all power has been given to me. Matthew 28:18. And then there's a scripture that he said, he now give that power over to you. He said, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions. Oh, Lord God, let's read that. Woo! He get the authority in Matthew 28:18. Loving it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, Lord. Luke 10:19. Oh, yeah. So he got power. He took the power. And then he turned around and gave it to us. He turned around and gave it to us. Whoa. Did you know we have powers and authority? Not know that? I'm loving this lesson. I am actually loving it. Let me try to get my information in here. Luke 10. Behold, I give unto you power. So you got power? Jesus is saying this. Okay. Let me look again nicely, because I'm not making this up. I'm not Jesus. My name is Ruth Elizabeth. Yes, my name was given to me by him, but I am not Jesus. I don't have nothing like that. I don't know nothing about this. I have never made up anything like this, but he's telling me he went and he got all powers has been given to him. Then he turned around and he gave it to me. And he gave it to you. He gave it to the whole world who believe in him. To tread on what? Scorpions with an S? Serpents with an S? Not mean more than one? And over all the power of the enemy? So when the enemy come, I'm not supposed to be running around crying and be scared or fearful. No. And nothing. Oh, that means zero. Read an zero. Not mean zero. Oh, Luke 10:19. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whoa. Hurt me? Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can touch you. You need to know this. You need to understand this scripture. If you don't learn anything, if you don't understand anything else tonight, hold on to this bad boy. Hold on to it. Hold on. This is something cute. I'm really, really thinking about this one.
How in the world? Luke 10:19. This is awesome. I didn't even know nothing about this. I didn't know it. You didn't know it? You didn't understand it? Try to understand it tonight. This is proper. Your brother gave it to you. He gave you the keys to the kingdom. Whoa! Matthew 16:19. Let's check that boy out. Look, man. We are in prophetic deliverance. Woo! Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. What a life. Oh, we never know we had this. Genesis 1:26. Coming all the way down. We got authority. We believers have authority in the believers. Lord, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of my name, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the... Oh, we need to be knowing the scriptures. We need to read the scripture. That is in Ephesians 1 and also Ephesians 16. Oh, Lord, yes, Holy Spirit. Let's go over there because you need to make some declaration over yourself. Oh, you need to let the enemy know that he don't have no powers and no authority over you. No. Mm-mm. You need to take some initiative. Yes. And start doing the word for yourself. And don't depend on nobody. But when you come here, you have an idea. Ephesians 1. We have authority. So we're going to do like this. I root E. I cease not to make mention of me. So you insert your name because I'm taking care of me. And my prayers, yes, I'm making it personalized. I'm going to personalize it for myself. I am going to put my name in it. Then here it is, the number 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Powerful. May give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself tonight to me and to your children. Revelation, knowledge. Let they come to know who they are in Christ Jesus. Let they know that they have authority, Lord God Almighty. Let me know that I have authority, Father God, over my flesh. Let me know that my spirit, man, need to be built up, that it be able to control my mind, hallelujah, my soul and my intellect. Let me know, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that I may have understanding in your word. Father God, I give you thanks, Lord God, that I'm able to enlighten. You know what? When you see the word you insert your name. That is how you're going to pray. Where you see ye, you're going to insert your name. That you may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus in your life. Woo! Lord God, authority. Authority. Authority of the believer. And what is the inheritance of the saints? I remember when the father first visited me in my bed, he said, Ruth, wake up. And I said, I don't like to be called by no name Ruth. I used to hate the name Ruth. I want to be called Joy. I said, what are you call? He said, this is Jesus. I'm like, well, okay. Jesus, and your time is coming. I'm like, for what? Oh, your time has come to be a saint. Now here you go, honeys, ladies and gentlemen. Inheritance in the saints. We are his children. Then I go over now to Ephesians 3, because that's what he told me to do this, and I'm doing it. Ephesians 3. To whom the whole family, I'm the family, I'm a part of his family, in heaven and in earth is named, past tense, I'm named in it before I was even born. If you read Ephesians 1, it said you are predestined before the foundation of the earth. Lord, authority. I want to have strength. Give me some might. Give my spirit, which is my inner man, that I may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, oh my God, and length and height. I remember I'm buying some stuff and asking Kenneth, you better come over here and do some measurement up in here. Do some measurement in here. That's what I'm saying to Kenneth. I need you to do some measurement. That's what he's talking about. Measure me. I want to be measured. I want my mind to be measured. I want it to be looking like the mind of Christ. I want to have the mind of Christ. There's a scripture. Write it down and go find it about the mind of Christ. That I may be able to comprehend with all saints. That means I'll be able to comprehend with you and me and with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. I'm able to minister to the individual what the Spirit is saying to me. And when people talk to me, I'm able to comprehend what they're saying. Or when I'm talking to you, you're able to comprehend what I'm saying. I remember when we were in school and we were doing comprehension. Oh my God, I used to hate it. Because you got to think. But now I don't have to think too much. Because the Holy Spirit give me the information. And all I have to do is to verify it in the Word. I love it. The Word of God speak. Word of God is life. Word of God is powerful. Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And then here is this part. Let me tell you something. If you can't walk in love, you can't do deliverance, not in your house or on the street, nowhere at all, because you know what? All ministries work with love. If you're ministering in your house, you're ministering on the street, you're on your job, to yourself, you're automatically become a minister. You don't have to go get a PhD and a cemetery D and an XYZ. Become a minister of him. No. All you have to do is to read Mark 16. And it says, go into all the world. Let's Matthew Mark. This is one of my scripture that he gave to me. Loving it. Father, I love you.
Fire of the living God.
And he said unto them, go into all the world. That's even when they don't believe, you know. It's even when they don't believe. He visited them and he said, listen to me, you people, you don't believe in me, you stiff-necked, but guess what? Here I am, and I'm going to give you a charge. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs shall follow them that believe. All you have to do is to be a believer. You can cast out devils. You can speak with new tongues. You can take up serpent. I'm not telling you to go pick up no snake. No. I didn't tell you that. Have some sense and sensibility. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He's talking about things in deadly places, like one of the subjects would be like on Ephesians 6, okay? You could go and you could pray for kingdoms and tear down and drive out demonic sources and forces, buying up witchcraft, buying up, you know, Illuminati's and Kunamas and all these dead gods. And I'm trying to tell you tonight, and I think I told you that last week, go into your house and start checking out your house, because some of these attractions that we have in our house, they are spiritual attraction, and they promote debt. They promote debt. Most of the things that they have in China is for debt. I was looking over some stuff this week, the dragon, the snake.
I'm looking over some stuff. Check out India.
The woman, Miss Gandhi. Those are some stuff up in our house. Remember when we were in Manchester, the people them next door. I know some other people in Manchester will remember this. We come out every day from Manchester. We go knowing that when we get ready to go to church, you know what the China people then do? Then come over with them powder. And them start dashing them powder out of the gate, out of the door for it. And we want to say, oh, what is it? What's this? They were throwing down powder. You got some people in the church, they're into witchcraft. You can't go tell everybody your business. Gotta be very careful. Not everybody mean you good. You gotta have eyes of the spirit. If you drink any deadly thing, and that's what the scripture I was talking about, I go out there, and I was out there in that, I don't remember what it is, but it's something that when you, if you're going in, if it touch your skin, you can have all kind of wail and scratches and all, your skin starts scratching you and bumps and stuff come up. That's what that scripture means. If I touch any deadly thing and you don't know anything about it, oh my God, you could call and say, God, for them, in the name of Jesus, you know, I didn't know anything about it. And if he did that for me, he could do it for you. He's no respect for a person. You can lay hands on the sick. You could lay hands on the sick. You don't have to call about lay hands on the sick for you. You could lay hands on the sick. You could lay hands on the sick. Authority, you have authority. And he didn't say they're going to recover or they're going to might recover. And he said, and they shall. That's a statement. That means they must recover. Take authority. Take authority. Take authority. That doesn't mean say you can't have corporate prayer now where we stand in agreement with each other. It doesn't say that. Can't say that. I'm telling you. The believers or authority. Authority ain't authority. He gave us dominion. He gave us, I want you for an assignment this week until next week, Thursday. Go and take your iPhone. Google the word, I'm going to put, that's assignment. Google the word dominion. I want you to go look it up yourself. That's the assignment. That's the assignment for next week. Next week is what date? Next week is 9-1. Dominion. Get the definition of dominion and get at least 3 scriptures. Get at least 3 scriptures and over and those 3 scriptures, pray them over yourself for the whole week. Pray them over yourself until for 1 week. Get 3 scriptures. We may not have the same scriptures, but once you look at the word dominion and you understand what dominion is, because dominion, that dominion, once you know your God-given rights and you have a dominion over everything, that's where you're going to see when you start having and knowing a little bit about authority. That you don't have to go over there and fight stuff and beat stuff down. No. You were given dominion over all things. The enemy does not have any power over you. All power has been given to Jesus and he gave it to you. You have God-given rights. You are the child of the King. The word of God in Romans tells you that you're joined here with him. You're joined here with Jesus.
I think it's Romans 8. Let me see something. And please don't say, oh my God, you know the scripture. Come on, come on, come on. The Spirit of God will bring things back to your remembrance. If you're, all you have to do is to study it. He'll bring things back to your remembrance. That's how God operates. And listen to this. I went over to the spirit of infirmity. Oh, Lord, is this something else? Over this part over here in Romans 8, talk about the spirit of infirmity. We're not going to do that. We're going to go back to Romans 8. So Romans 8, he says in verse 15, he says, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Have no fear. Jesus lives inside of you by the Holy Spirit. But you have received the spirit of adoption. You know what? Put it like this. If I can't have kids and I go out there and I adopt some children and they have my name to the end. Okay. I raised them up. Those are mine. They're going to have, at least, even though I didn't give birth to them, they're going to have some of my ways. I know that for a fact. And when you cry out, he says, Abba, Father, Daddy, you are my daddy. His spirit himself bearing witness with my spirit, with your spirit. That's where it comes in. Your spirit man get changed. It's going to get changed by the word of God. John 6:63. You can't change it no other way. The word of God has to come in and change you from the inside out. So his spirit is going to be a witness with your spirit. And once the spirit start bearing witness with your spirit, authority comes in, then you know that you are the child of the king. You're now children of God. So now, if you are children, then you are heirs. You are heirs of God. And you are joined here with Jesus Christ. You have authority in him. Authority belongs to you. You have authority. You have kingdom rights. You have kingdom privilege in him. The enemy has no authority over you. He has no power. He has no right. That's why he is mad. That's why he got kicked out of heaven, because he got too much pride. Think he's too beautiful. Oh, Lucifer. Yes. Yes, he's the angel of the morning. He's the angel of light. The word of God said that. When I look at Isaiah 14, verse 12, Lucifer, one of the ranking angels, he was known for his beauty. Yes. Pride cometh before a fall. Mm-hmm. Too much. So you got to know. In this prophetic training, you have to understand why you are hated. You are hated because you were given rights. You were given authority, and the enemy is mad. Look at them. Who are they? A little bit lower than the angel. Yes. And come and want to take and have rights over me. I'm going to knock them down. I'm going to come into the garden. And I'm going to say to Adam, I'm going to say over there, Adam, oh, let Adam stay in the corner. I'm going to talk to Eve. And even though Eve heard from God himself, do not touch the tree of good and evil. You could eat from any tree that's here, but the tree of good and evil, don't touch. And listen to what that dirty devil come and say. Oh my God, Eve. Oh my God, Eve. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Who told you that you can't eat? Who told you that you're going to surely die if you eat? You're not going to die. How are you going to die? You're going to be able to know good from evil. when the Father God distinctly says, you will surely die. And this is what this comes in now. We better know the word of God for ourselves. Do not take it from me. Go and read Genesis 3 for yourself and Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 also. Get an understanding what God said to Eve and Adam. Eat every tree, but don't touch that one. You're going to surely die. But the enemy comes in and says, no, you didn't say you're going to surely die. You ain't going to die. You're going to live. You won't know. I just don't want you to know. So now, you got to know that you know tonight that you have rights and you are designed and created, joined here to have authority for kingdom rights, kingdom living on this earth. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he's going to raise up a standard. But you cannot be weak in that standard that's being raised up. You got to stand up in power. You got to stand up on your loin, have to be guarded with the preparation of the gospel. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to know what you know, that Jesus give you power over every unclean spirit. He even give you power over your spirit. That simple means if your spirit man is not clean, go get it clean. And once it get clean, it will be able to dictate your mind and your flesh, which is your soul and your physical body, those two different parts. They're not supposed to communicate and want to tear the spirit down. The spirit man is supposed to be in charge, in leadership, lead you and guide you. And if your spirit is out of whack, you are out of whack. Because your brain, your mind is what's going to want to control. And when your spirit's talking, your mind wants to shut up. I don't want to listen. Disobedience. And that's what I was talking about this week to myself. Disobedience is a sign of witchcraft. I know the word of God. I love you guys tonight. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I prepare this for you. I prepare it for you to understand that nothing gets done in the realm of the spirit unless or until your spirit is in tune with him. How is it going to be in tune with him? You have to know the word of God. You got to know the word of God. You got to know the word of God. You got to know the word of God. Shokuri baba bala basande. Hira mambo kola baba 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 baba. Hila ma shoturi da 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 basata. Ura mama 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 mama. Sekole mama mala basande bebehika. Ura mama 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 kore ya baba. Sorori da da na basande de da basoto. Ah, ya na 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 na. Oh, Rama Mama 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 Oh, glory, glory, Mama Mama say Baba Baba. Maya na na na. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Father, I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. I'm just going to pray for you tonight. I was going to close out, but then I felt in my spirit to pray. Oh God, I didn't bring my communion cup, so I'm just going to take communion like this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I eat the bread tonight, Jesus. And that bread represents your body. It represents your body, Lord. Your body becomes my body. I am healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free by the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless the wine now, Lord Jesus, and I drink it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's a new covenant, Lord God, with me and with you. That way I am saved. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood. I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I praise you. And as I come into the heavens right now, Father, I thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, minister to your family tonight, Lord Jesus. Watch over them as I pray, Lord. Minister to them tonight, God. In the name that is above every name. In the name that is above every name. In the name that is above every name. Roll back the curtains, Lord. Remove every stumbling block tonight. In the name of Jesus, bring now the fire down upon your people to remove every muck out of their lives and out of their way. Bring forth homes and finances. Bring forth jobs in the name of Jesus. Supernatural welfare. Supernatural well-being, supernatural joy and peace, supernatural healing and deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, drive out every pain, every sickness, every disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break and bind the spirit of cancer. In the name of Jesus, every root, every cell, every cancer cell, break and bind it in the name of Jesus. Spirit of arthritis is broken now in the name of Jesus. Every lying, dictating spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it now. I bind it now. Stomach ulcer in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it and I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Pain over the shoulder in the mighty name of Jesus. I command that pain to be alive. Move your body. Just move your body. Move your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and worship. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the ankles now, Lord God. In the left leg, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I call for healing, Lord, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. In the name of Jesus, every numbness in the hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Every numbness in the big finger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Every dimness in the eye, in the mighty name of Jesus, over the right eye. Over the right eye, over the right eye, over the right eye. I call for eyesight right now. Eyesight, supernatural eyesight, cataract. Move it now in the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, I speak to cataract right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every lump in the body, I command it to dry up now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and worship. Father, I give you praise and worship. I give you praise and worship, Father. I give you praise and I give you worship, Father. I give you praise and I give you worship, Father. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God, I give you praise and I give you worship. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Just give it to him. Just give it over to him. Just give it over to him. Whatever it is, just give it over to him. Don't hold on to anything. Just give it over to him. We talk about tonight about the authority of the believer. Give it over to him. Don't hold on to nothing. Give it over to him. Give it over to him. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you worship and we give you praise. We give you worship and we give you praise. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you worship and we give you praise. I have to go. It's over our time. May God bless you. May his face shine on you. May he give you peace where there's no peace. And joy, joy. In the name of Jesus, I say good night to everyone tonight. Good night. God bless you. 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 God bless you.